If you've already completed an expedition to both the North and South Poles, are one of the few Americans to have skied to both the poles as well, and summited Mount Everest, what do you do next? Well, you go to Wisconsin, of course. Maybe not as frigid or quite as dangerous, but Wisconsin has some appeal to adventurers. Our next guest grew up in Wisconsin and returned to complete what he's called the Wisconsin-a-thon, a 500-mile border-to-border journey by foot, bike, and kayak. Eric Larson is a polar adventurer, expedition guide, dog musher, and educator. He spent the past 15 years traveling in some of the most remote and wild places on Earth, and he's returned to his home state for this 9-day, 500-mile journey, which he completed yesterday. Eric, welcome to Central Time. Eric, are you there? We just had him on the studio link to Milwaukee. Eric, I think we have you now. Are you there?
I am.
Fantastic. Now, you grew up in Wisconsin. You've been to both the poles. You've done all this adventurous stuff. What led you to say, hey, I'm going to go back to my home state and make my way from one border to the other?
Well, I think a big part of my expeditions are about talking about bigger ideas, and I wanted to have a conversation with people about the fact that adventure is really everywhere, and you don't have to go to these extreme places to find unique and compelling adventures.
Right. Yeah. I'm probably never going to go to a pole. I'll be honest with you. But for those of us in my less adventurous frame of mind, how can we chart out an adventure in our backyard or our home state?
I mean, there's a million things that you can do basically anywhere. And it just takes a little bit of creativity or extra thought or planning or quite honestly, not a lot of planning whatsoever. I mean, Wisconsin has a lot of state parks, a lot of natural areas. There's a lot of opportunities to get outside. And I think people just need a little bit of a reminder that, hey, there are some pretty unique opportunities right in your own backyard. And that's, again, really what this trip was all about.
Let's talk about your route and logistics traversing Wisconsin. You started on the Ice Age Trail in St. Croix in the northwest part of the state. You're on foot. And then Rice Lake, you switched to bike, and then kayak from West Bend to Lake Michigan. Share some of the highlights of the trip.
Well, you know, each leg was kind of a unique journey for me. Growing up in Wisconsin, I've been all over the state, but still I managed to traverse some areas that I hadn't been. But, I mean, hiking on the Ice Age Trail was pretty incredible. Peak fall colors, leaves falling as I was hiking through, so many leaves in the ground that I couldn't even see the trail in certain areas. So that was pretty amazing. I think, you know, the middle of Wisconsin has some of the best road biking and road bike touring in the entire country. I mean, all the paved county highways and farm roads and just beautiful areas rolling through farm fields and kind of wood lots and small towns. Pretty amazing. Although I did run into some somewhat bad weather and snowstorms on the bike, which, you know, I shouldn't complain too much about snow, but I would say it's probably one of the more cold times that I've ever had. And then paddling right down the Milwaukee River into Milwaukee, you know, it's really interesting to be on the river and be surrounded by trees and hear 43, hear sirens or whatever in the background, but still be in this real isolated area. And then I have to say, paddling right through downtown Milwaukee was incredible.
And you were on your own for this trip, 9 days on your own. What is it like to have that kind of solitude without a lot of those easy everyday distractions we have around us?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I think that's the other really unique thing about adventure and getting outside. It gives you an opportunity to kind of disconnect from the hectic pace of our world that we're all in, that I'm in. And so being able to focus on one goal and one objective for an entire day and kind of let my thoughts wander, I think was a really incredible thing. Of course, there's times where I'm like, oh man, this is really hard and I don't want to be out here and I wish I was home. But, you know, you work through that and then it becomes very enjoyable.
Now, how does a Wisconsin kid end up being a polar explorer?
Well, I think the main requirement is growing up in Wisconsin. I mean, we don't have mountains, we don't have oceans, but we have some cold winters, or at least we used to. And so for me, I really got interested in doing outdoor adventure by just doing things like the Wisconsin-thon in my backyard on Cedar Creek and the Milwaukee River. I was involved with River Edge Nature Center growing up in their summer camps and had some really kind of unique adventure experiences both there as well as with my family.
And this is full circle. You were kind of raising funds and awareness, right, for River Edge Nature Center.
Yeah, I have a basic motto. It's called have fun and do good. And so I like to do things that are interesting to me and fun, but I also want to try to give back in any way I can. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, adventure has given me a lot of really great gifts in life, from my perspective and skills and knowledge that I've learned. And a big part of that was at River Edge. And so we're still actively raising money, trying to raise $5,000 to help others have the opportunity to go to River Edge Nature Center summer camps.
Does going to both the poles and Mount Everest and more, does it, when you come back to Wisconsin, do you look at it in a different way?
I mean, the thing about those trips is that I think you're pretty much the same person that before you left, but you're also just changed in ways that you can't even imagine. So I think for me, when I come back to Wisconsin, I feel a greater appreciation of where I'm from and my roots and the community in which I grew up.
Now, you just completed this trip literally yesterday, I think. Now you're working on a plan to head back to the South Pole next month. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, a goal with my adventures is to really push that leading edge. It's how can we do things in a more unique, more compelling, and oftentimes more challenging way. And so I have another expedition, a solo expedition planned to the South Pole, where I'm hoping to set the speed record of a journey of around 700 miles to the South Pole.
And you're doing what, skiing, or how do you set that record?
Yeah, skiing and pulling a sled, and it's in the style that we call unsupported and unaided, and so I'm not receiving any outside assistance. I'll be pulling all my supplies in a sled with me, and I'm hoping that the journey will take between 21 and 23 days.
Wow. How do you set yourself up for that mentally and physically?
I mean, I stare at a white sheet of paper all day long. It's hard. You know, a big part of what I do on a trip like this is experience. You know, I've been doing polar expeditions now for almost 20 years. And so a lot of my preparation is based off of that. A lot of physical training is really important, which is part of one of the reasons, a smaller reason why I did this Wisconsin-thon trip. And then just planning and preparing all my gear, my food, going over all those lists and making sure that I have, you know, all my I's dotted and my T's crossed.
And leave us with a bit of inspiration, Erica, to take on an adventure, even if it isn't 20 plus days at the South Pole.
I mean, my philosophy is begin with one step. All you need to do is just take one step to get out there, and there's a lot of adventure waiting to be had.
It's a good place to leave it. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us in our Milwaukee studio today.
Thank you.
Eric Larson is a polar adventurer, expedition guide, dog musher, and educator. He returned to his home state, Wisconsin, for a 500-mile journey by foot, bike, and kayak, which he completed yesterday. You can learn more about his expeditions and read his blog at ericlarsonexplore.com. And that's Larson, L-A-R-S-E-N.